Midday or mid-morning update here for the stock market, May 5th, 10:35 a.m. Eastern time. Yes, the market went straight up yesterday after the Fed announced what it was doing with interest rates, but most of that run-up was actually while Powell was speaking. It wasn't the announcement notes or whatever, okay? And we had a ready, set, go pattern, and it was fascinating. It worked. I mean, that market just exploded after that ready, set, go, which was basically just taking out a high on the way up and exploded. Well, now, of course, everyone's nervous what's happening today because they've literally wiped out that entire explosive move. It's already back down. Well, the modeling is suggesting, or actually, you don't even need the model. You just need to look at a chart, look at what the price action. They created a gap down in the cash market. That gap is going to get filled. And I put it in the monthly update that we're processing right now. We're skipping the weekly update. It's included in the monthly update. So we discuss everything from very short term to very long term, and even discuss the very short term again at the end of it. Anyway, the market's going back to 4,300 guaranteed. Okay. But I don't know if it's 10 years from now, 1 year from now, or 1 minute from now. Okay. But that is a bullish signal. Okay, it's a bullish indication. Okay, it's not a bullish signal in the sense of a buy signal, buy right now. It's just saying someday it's going back up there. Now, it's been three times that that market has bumped its head at around 4,300. Three times we've had three gaps, highly unusual. I'm thinking, and I could be wrong, but I'm thinking the next time it goes to 4,300, it's just going to keep on going, and we might get a good run out of that. Okay. So I think the market's making a mistake right now, pulling back. This is an oops kind of trade. The day traders are having fun. But I mean, why would people just step back? Well, I think they bought so much yesterday. And I think they're stepping back saying, we don't need to buy every day. We bought a slug. We can wait the next week. We can wait the next month. So we just lost some demand, but not because of pessimism, bearish. I can't find any bearish news or bearish reason. They just backed off. And if anything, people are saying, I'd like to buy a pullback. It ran up too fast yesterday. Okay. And they probably don't like the idea it stalled at 4,300 because, in my opinion, it hit it about exactly. Okay. So, bottom line is watch for support around, what's that line? Well, actually, somewhere's around 4,200. You're just a little bit lower. And then your next support, you want to watch around 41.48.91 or around 41.60 for one of our lines, which you'll see on the charts on our videos that we've done recently and today, okay? Now, if it goes below those support levels, it's going to make me nervous. It's going down to 41.30, another potential support level, not of high probability. And then all we have left is the low of the week. That's not going to be a good sign if it goes all the way back down, but I think we can figure that out and deal and work with it. I don't think that's what's going to occur. I think they're racing most of this and getting carried away here, and sometime this week, next week, following week, they're going to put it back to 4,300. Now, they had a ready, set, go pattern yesterday for May 3rd, May 4th, and it worked. Now, in my opinion, it's possible if they don't put this all the way back down to the low of this week, it's possible it's creating another ready, set, go pattern. Ready, set, go pattern means put it up. That's the ready. Pull it back partway, not all the way. That's the set. And then if it rallies above the first rally, rallies a second time and higher still, it takes out the highest price related to that ready, then you actually have created a go. The second rally is the go. It's the green light. Now, that's not a buy signal to actually just trade from. You want a reason to buy, and then the reason to use the ready, set, go is you're unsure about buying the pullback. You're a little scared. So you're saying, well, how do I get on board this? If they do put it back up, I want to get on board when? Well, when it takes out the ready, okay, takes out that first rally, that first pop. So how I'm approaching this is I'm saying from the low of this week up to the high of yesterday for the cash S&P 500, that high is 4,307.66. If it trades above that without damaging the up move from the low of this week, without wiping it out entirely or more, then that's a type of ready, set, go pattern. And you could put a buy stop above that level and buy if you want to buy. And what I'm thinking is we've had three gaps in a row near that 4,300. Boy, it means something to somebody. Is it all over? Are they going to get really bared up now? But yet someday it's got to come back to that 4,300. Wouldn't they get nervous that you've had three times to hold at 4,300, that the fourth time it's actually going to go above it? It's going to be a bullish breakout. And what if this pullback is setting up a bullish head and shoulders pattern? Now, I realize I'm giving you a lot of technical talk for those of you who don't really want to do technical. But you've certainly realized working with me, technical helps with the modeling, fundamental helps with the modeling, modeling helps with technical ideas, it helps with fundamental ideas, okay? Any rate, I think the market thinks it made a mistake. You know, most people assume in the market today is saying it made a mistake buying yesterday. I don't think that's it. I think people loaded up on a bunch of stock and they're gone. They're sitting on the sidelines. If anything, they're looking for that next reason to buy it. And so I think the people who are selling today are just the really fast traders or maybe lingering, nervous, intermediate, long-term traders that just feel like, hey, I got to sell something here. And I can't blame them. And we could be in complications and problems into next week's inflation report. We may be in problems for a little while after that, okay? And I explain all this in the update today, and I've been explaining over in recent days here of how we know we have these other issues down the road that can be headwinds or even a flat-out bearish stuff. But the point is, the low of this week might be very important to the Dow Jones and S&P 500. Not so much the NASDAQ, but it may turn out to be that way for the NASDAQ, that it is very important. To me, I think that gap down is a sign they're making a mistake selling here, and it's going up someday. And I just wonder now if we've had two waves of selling, one of them the most severe into the low of this week, this third wave isn't going to take it as low because the selling is going to dry up. It's the last of the selling. To prove that correct, we need trade over that 4,300 mark there, the 4,307.66. And I think we're going to get it someday, just don't know when. And when we get it, I think the market goes over 4,400. Okay? So you could use this as a tool to buy more to get on board, or it's at least an analytical tool to watch that 4,307 mark in the cash S&P 500. In the meantime, you could wait to see if you find evidence to buy on the way down here, evidence to buy near the low. And if you don't find that evidence, you miss out on it, and it goes above 4,307. Why not take a chance and buy if you still see a reason to buy, at least longer term? So I just want to give you an update. What's going on here on a very short-term basis? I think they're selling and doing the wrong thing. I think they're going to find some intraday support levels here. I think this is possibly an additional buy, but I also want to warn you, the reason I'm doing that is I think it's got to go back to 4,300 again. And I'm sure everybody on Wall Street is aware of that gap down. They're also wondering the same thing. How long will it take before putting it back up and fill that gap again? And I'm sure they're wondering the same thing. Is that another sell at that level? Are we in some kind of range? Or is that going to be a breakout level where it gets quite bullish, it finally blasts through that 4,300 level? All right, past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a good day. And watch out for the monthly update. That is a combination of monthly and weekly update. It's from very short term to very long term. And then ends with another discussion of what I've just told you on the very short term. Thank you.